it is what it ain't. It's your boy, coming to y'all, man. Actually coming with a little something for my G's, man, for my hood niggas. You dig? Coming with something I like to call Wild Cliff Notes for the Bible, for a real nigga. And before we get into it, I want to first kind of explain the name, you know what I'm saying? I call it Cliff Notes for the Bible for a real nigga is because I will be getting into the Bible kind of like with a no holds barred parental advisory type demeanor, you know what I'm saying? So I really think my hood can G-code it and get the good out of it, you know? The Bible, I believe, is it's a book that was meant for everybody, you know what I'm saying? And depending on how you come at it, speaking of your heart, how you read it, you know what I'm saying? It's not a book for the mind. It's a book that you can use for the mind, but you really won't get all what it's worth if you just read it from your mental standpoint. You really got to pick it up and read it from your heart. And I know just growing up in the church, you know what I'm saying, I understand how sometimes how difficult it could be for my real G's. And when I'm speaking to the hood, man, my hood niggas. And when I'm speaking to my hood niggas, I know, you know what I'm saying, the terminology itself means an ignorant person. But we use terms that people mean for bad, and we can often turn them around and make them good. And I think nigga is one of them terms. If you really look at it, like, never ignorant getting goals accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm speaking to them niggas. You know what I'm saying? And just in the fact of enlightenment and never wanting to be ignorant and wanting to get goals accomplished, I think the Bible would be a good book for my G's to really get into. You know what I'm saying? And I think it could really unlock a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of doors that may keep us, you know, that seem like we locked out of blessing wise, you know what I'm saying, and just get a better understanding of God in general, you know, because I'm a firm believer that every man has to sin for himself, for they self, you know what I'm saying. Every man, when I speak of man, I'm speaking it in the terms of the Bible. And in the Bible, when they say man, they're referring to man and woman, you know what I'm saying. For woman came from man. So when God spoke in terms of man, he was speaking in both, you know, species. So, you know, I'm just encouraging all of y'all, hoping that this could be something to encourage y'all to pick up the book, you feel me? Because, like I say, every man have to sin for themselves. And it is very, very good. I'm not doing this in the sense of trying to downcast and degrade churches, you know what I'm saying? Go and break that down. But first, before I break that down, I'm going to get into the wild part. I got into the cliff notes and why I want to have cliff notes. You know, that's one of the objectives. And we're going to get into the objective of the whole, you know, the whole content. But I'm just breaking the name down a little bit right now, you know, within the introduction. So people have at least, you know what I'm saying, one video where they can, you know, what is this wild stuff? You know, what does it mean? What is he doing? You know, why is he, you know, talking like this? You know what I'm saying? So I figure I get a little something, man, just let you know why I get down. So anybody who ever get into the chapters of it and want to know, you know, the reasoning behind it, referring back to the introduction, you know, and this would be the introduction. All right. And wow itself is actually, you know, every letter has a meaning, which means word over weed, you know what I'm saying? I'm a smoker, cause I ain't even finna front you, man. I love to burn, you did. But I also think that, you know, sometimes marijuana get a bad connotation because, you know what I'm saying, the group of clicker, P people that it's considered with, you know, because it's considered a drug. So, you know what I'm saying? It get a bad rap when actually it's just a herb, you feel me? And I truly believe it's a herb that if you know, you own it, is whatever your mind frame is at that time frame on whether it would be like a good thing or a bad thing. So for me, I mean, like, shit, for real, like, I tell niggas all the time, you rather see me on it than off of it, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, it really is medication for your boy. And to show, you know, that it's medication, when, you know, you get medicated, you become that person that people like to see. If you become a person, you know, that calm mannerism, like, and that's why we kicking it how we gonna kick it. And I'm gonna give y'all this word of God, like no hoes bars, like I said, man, just straight up truth, man, from a hood nigga standpoint. So if I'm speaking from a hood nigga standpoint, I'm thinking my hood niggas will catch me. So I told you why I would. I told you what it is about. You know what I'm saying? Now, before I get any further into it, I'm finna wild myself up. You did. I got a good light I just had. Laughed and blew the flame out. I just wanted y'all to know, like, damn, man, you need a bick in your life. You can flick that shit twice. Nah, nigga, I just blew it out laughing because we finna get to it and I'm finna jump into the word of God. Smoking. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if this is history in the making. I don't know, cuz. But we finna jump into this shit, my nigga, on everything. Real shit. All right. First and foremost, before we get started, I'm letting you know now that I encourage, this is something to help you learn the Bible, and I encourage you to have you a church home to belong to, whether it be over the internet or whether it be like a church home, because I know, you know, shit crazy, man. It ain't like how it used to be, so you just can't really walk up in there by the doors like that and say, I want to be a member of your church. But they do have a lot of, you know what I'm saying, virtual churches and stuff. They have services and stuff like that. And I encourage you to get into that. But if you get into anybody's church house, don't you go saying none of this shit that you hear in this wild shit, okay? Don't you go down there and be telling them this shit just how you hear it now. Because I am not going to support you. I do not support that decision to go in people's church houses and spit this shit this way. No. But this is for you to understand. So when you go into the church house, you'll be straight on it. You dig? Like, I grew up in the church house, so I do understand that there's a difference between the church of God and church of man. Okay? Growing up in the church house, I've seen a lot of church of guys turn into church of men, but I done seen God humble some church of men and turn them into church of God. But I want my G's to be able to tell the difference, because there's no need of giving your support, let alone your money. Not even, because if, first and foremost, if you had a church of God, they shouldn't be caring about what's coming out your pocket like that, cause, like, for real, you should give from your heart. You did. God has said it in the couple. We're going to get into the Bible. And we're going to show, like, the evidence. I can give you chapters. I'm not going to get, like, heavily into the verses, because the verses kind of fuck up the storyline. If I just go, like, verse 1, verse 2, this is verse 3. You'll see the verses when you, and it actually give you something to encourage you to go read. Like, I'm going to break down the chapters, and hopefully the way that I break down the chapters could encourage some of y'all to want to go out and read some shit. You feel me? Oh, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga asks you for money like that off rip and just continue to pass and collection play around, you got to question yourself and see if you are the church of God or a church of man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If your pastor has a private jet, 3 luxurious cars, and ain't no member beyond the deacons or anybody that's like in the little circle, you know, the deacons and the missionaries and the ministers, they kind of in the circle. But people who are just like members, like, cause like all your members, fuck that shit, man. If all your members ain't got no luxurious car, the fuck you driving around in one for a car? Like your pastor is supposed to be able to help you. If your pastor, if you got to go through 18 motherfuckers to get to your pastor, my nigga, you might be at a church of man, cause you might not be at no church of God, dog. Church of God, God gonna make his people accessible for his people. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I encourage you to find a church of God, you feel me? To make your church home. But we getting into this shit right now, because before you can have a church home was not made for you to find God, okay? A church home was made for you to be in agreement with people who love God like you love God, okay? So when you're looking for a church home, don't be looking for the ones where the motherfucker jamming around, dancing around all everywhere, because that could be a big show. Go to a place that agrees with what you have in your heart. And I'm trying to equip you with something to have in your heart when you walk through the doors. That way you won't have to be feeling like you're getting something from that. But you make God your savior, not the church. You feel me? Because the church get over on looking like the superhero on superpowers that don't fucking belong to them. You know what I'm saying? So I encourage you, like I say, because the church at the end of the day is not made by the pastor. It's made by the congregation, the body of Christ. The body of the people who are in the church are really the ones who are going to probably have more of the thriller stories than the motherfuckers in the pulpit. Cause. And that's just real shit, man. So when you looking for that, man, I want you to look in the sense of like being in agreement with something rather than like, I need somebody to save my life, man. And these streets, I'm tired of playing with these streets like this, man. I need this from, yeah. That's the message I need right there. Oh yeah, that song right there, man. I needed to hear that shit, you feel me? Don't get me wrong, I want you to be that way, but I want you to be in agreement, have some type of concrete level of where you starting at, and not just looking like a little kid, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and all this shit that's popping off, you feel me? Because the church can get paid, because, you know what I'm saying? If the church ain't ran right, the church getting paid in the wrong type of way. But don't get caught up in that. And that's why I'm stressing, like, trying to... God put this on my heart. I really feel like God put it on my heart to spit something from a real nigga standpoint instead of from a church person standpoint. Because I understand the concept of church. The concept of church is for everyone. Men, women, children alike. To be able to get one universal message from the Lord. You know what I'm saying? That everybody. You can share this with your family and talk about God and eat with them on that too. You know, it's meant for that. For everyone. Of all these different races and different backgrounds and different origins, and like I said, men and women got their own different things going. Children got their own little problems and shit. Don't ever underestimate problem children. That's part of the reason why these motherfuckers killing so many motherfuckers now. Cause y'all underestimate these children when they come to you and say they fucking with some issues, you know what I'm saying? And you feeling like your grown-up issues are bigger than their issues. Well, my friend, they gonna get you to see this shit one way or motherfucking another. You know what I'm saying? Might as well sit down and listen to them. You did. But yeah, you know, I'm just ranting and raving. You're gonna get a lot of that in this shit here, but you know, that's why, for my G's, if you fuck with me, you're gonna fuck with me hard. I already know it. You know what I'm saying? But if not, you're gonna just think this is just some gimmick, some play type shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's really not, though. it's really on some trail. Like, I like, break for a sec. Tell you what, the whole while, and Cliff Notes for the Bible, let me tell you the objective, okay? The objective for that, I told you the definition of it, but now let me give you the objective of what I want to accomplish with it. Personally accomplish, nothing more, nothing less, something that I personally want to accomplish with it. And that's to encourage somebody to pick up that damn book. Somebody out there, one of you motherfuckers, hear what I'm saying. Pick up that book, cool, and fact check me. Fact check me. I'm going to be telling you the storyline, and some of it, I'm going to let you know I'm putting my little umph in it, because the Bible is the Bible is a B-I-B-L-E. It means basic instruction before leaving earth, okay? It's the Bible, not the Cible, okay? Cible, that'll be S-I-B-L-E. That means sophisticated instruction before leaving earth. It's not going to give you all the details of everything, blueprint, boom, boom, this, that, third. No, it leaves some room for faithfully to be able to connect with God the way you're supposed to connect. Faith is our number one connector to God. The stronger you are in your faith, the more, I'm telling you, shit just pop off in your favor. You just like, damn, man, how you did? So, for real, okay? But anyway, I got a few little mental issues, so I can dance from here to there, you know what I'm saying? But I'm back, okay? The objective, all right? For what? Wow, hold on, went out. I gotta tap it up again. My objective is to get, like I said, to get you motherfuckers to pick up that book. Encourage somebody hard to pick up that book and see it for themselves. Because we all have to see them for ourselves. So wouldn't it be nice to know who you got to see and what type of judgment he going to have? You feel me? And if there really is something that you can do to further your chances to make it to heaven and lessen your chances on making it to hell. You feel me? Like, it's meant for everybody. When the way that I'm going to come at the Bible, I'm not finna pick up at the first book, you know, the first chapter, first verse, first book. No, I'm picking up around chapter 12, okay? I'm going in the first book, but I'm going to start with chapter 12. The reason is being because chapter 12 will start kind of like the family tree of Jesus' generation and who he's really talking to, you know what I'm saying, per se, trying to get to understand who he is. That story right now, I think, is like vital, you know what I'm saying, and understanding the Bible itself. Like, the story of Jesus is kind of like, yeah, that's the meat and potatoes of the Bible, bro. If you understand the reason why he came and what he did and what he's doing, you know what I'm saying, then you pretty much understand the Bible. But, you know, it's been put on my heart to kind of come through the life, family tree, history line, spiritually, of Jesus, you know what I'm saying, and to start with that family line, history tree. Most people would think you would start with Israel because of how much the Israelites and Israel is just being popped out so heavily. But actually, Israel, the man, his grandfather, is the one where it started with. And at the beginning of the story in chapter 12, where we're going to start off at, his name is Abram, okay? AKA Abraham, but that's when God changed his name. But the story started off with Abram, okay? And that's what we're going to pick up when I start chapter 12. Right now, we're just in the introduction. And then in the introduction, I wanted to define the name, give you the reason why I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, my purpose. And as a real nigga to real nigga, real recognized real, when the shit come off my tongue, cuz, believe that shit real, bro. No gimmicks behind this shit, bro. It's just your boy, man. doing what I feel God put in my heart to do, and it just equipped my niggas, soldiers, man. Every soldier to me could be potentially a soldier for God, and they don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? But like I say, man, that's my heart. That's my truly genuine heart frame. Like, whatever outlet I put this on, I'm not looking at any comments. I'm just letting you know now. You know what I'm saying? Not until, like, later on, man, because, like, it's no disrespect. It's an humbling process, man. I really want to drain out any ideas of anybody thinking I'm trying to do this other than, you know what I'm saying, uplift God. You know, I don't even want y'all to know who the man is. Like, I'm not gonna get into my name and who I am. If you know me, you know my voice. So, I mean, it is what it is. But if you don't, you know what I'm saying, I'm not getting into everything just yet, simply because I think it'll be kind of cool because my name is in the Bible. So when we get to that, and it's going to be one of the chapters that link up to go to Jesus, so we can kind of talk about that particular book, the books of the Bible, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to my name and shit. But, right now, I just want y'all to know that I truly love God, and I, you know, feel like He loved me. When you got a calling on your life, you got a calling on your life. No matter how much you want to tangle, twist it, to move around with it, He gonna get you. And He got me. So, for real. And I love Him, man. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, if I don't, you know, however long He got for me, whatever time He got on the stop clock for me, if I can hear Him say well done when that's before that stop clock, you know, hit, you know, I did enough in my life to hear Him say well done, I'm Gucci. Like, this is like solely a purpose. Like, I just want y'all to know God, man. He my best friend, man. And I believe he'll be your best friend too. He wanna be all our best friends, you feel me? So I mean, yeah. Like I said, I ain't gonna be doing none of the commenting. I'm not gonna be worrying about who's scrolling, who's saying this. And so you can say you hate, and you probably won't reach me. You know what I'm saying? But if you got love for me, just know I got love back, because you may not get it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. If you are scrolling the comments and stuff looking for a nigga to hate you and wanna start some shit, you probably ain't gonna get shit popped out. Like I said, if you are, you got love for me, man, you know what I'm saying? Just know spiritually that love back, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I had to put it on my heart that, you know what I'm saying, I can come at it like how I'm coming at it. People who gonna want to show love to you and gonna want to reach out to you, they gonna find a way. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool too. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I just want people to know that, you know, in this world today, you know what I'm saying, when you see so much, like, with people, you know what I'm saying, even people are guys, you feel me? You see them pastors do shit like fuck the women of the congregation. Shit, nowadays, they even fucking the men, you know what I'm saying? How, like, you know, Catholic religious leaders been fucking the little boys, and just, you know, it's been in the church period, even at alone on that shit, you feel me? Like, that shit right there, it really just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, using God and taking that and turning it, man, that's like, to me, like, bro, that's worse than being in these streets to me, you know what I'm saying? And it, Because this niggas out here in these streets, bro, they'll tell you, dog. Yeah, I know I ain't right. I know I'm doing this. I know I'm doing that. And third, these niggas know. Now, they playing the game dirty, but these niggas use God to get over and act like they don't know they using God to get over them. You know, yeah. Yeah. They don't get it, but they will. You feel me? But I can't worry about them so much because I'm not coming like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just letting you know now. So all my, this is my wishes for all my women. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to hear me clearly, dog. Your boy is not on this shit in no shape, fashion, or form trying to get in the pussy. So you can keep your pussy in your pants. You know what I'm saying? Please do. Please just hear the word of God. You feel me? Because some of y'all might not know. For real, dog. Knowing the word of God and being able to be fluent to tell people about it and shit like that, you know that. This, and we on some real shit. That's why I say don't go repeating shit you hear in this shit. I will not endorse that. I am not supporting that, for real, because I'm spitting some real shit now. You feel me? Being able to talk the word of God like that, it get bitches' panties wet. Like, no bullshit, bro. You might think I'm saying some crazy shit. You might think that this nigga crazy for real, cuz, dog, not talk about God. Go, bro, you get to talk about God and you talking with, like, a confidence of, like, you know what you talk about and you feel what you talking about and you can get into details of the story, bro. They get caught in fascination, cuz. And I'm just letting you know now, all my women, this is not to be fascinated, you know? That's why I don't even want to put out who I am. I might be ugly, I might be cute, but it don't even fucking matter because I'm talking about the word of God right now. So, miss me with all that. It's not gonna get worked upon, you feel me? I'm good, man. I'm a nigga with dick control, so all that pussy fiend and shit ain't for me. I ain't the thirsty type like that, especially when I'm trying to talk about the word of God. Like, this is not the time. You feel me? So, just had to let you know. You know what I'm saying? I love for y'all to listen, but please listen to the word of God. Don't get caught up in who you think this person is or how he sound or whatever the fuck. I do not care. It's about the word of God, like real shit. You feel me? So, just letting y'all know, it's an humbling factor for me, man. I don't want that shit, man. Like, for real, I'm not looking to be famous. I'm not looking to get me a church house or nothing. Like, nah, I'm looking to do that sole purpose that I said. Encourage some of you motherfuckers out here to pick up that book for y'all, so. All right? Now, that I've got my objective out of the way on my end as far as like what I want with the mission, I just want to talk quick sec about God, because God is like, if you're going to pray to somebody, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to give praise and worship somebody, that'll be the one. That should be the one, simply because, like, I tell you my heart and why I'm doing it. Like, no credit be unto me. Let it be unto him. You know what I'm saying? But he the type of person that if you got that type of spirit, it's just like, you can't go out without being blessed by him in some type of way and fashion. He's going to come out. Okay, if you, because God is the type of God to me. Like, I feel like if you take a step towards him, he going to take at least five. And mind you, I said at least. This is not limited to. This is at least five steps in that same direction towards you. So it's like, you're going to get blessed from him if you do what he asks you. And it's just things in my life that I pray to him about that I'm not going to put like out there on the surface. Because it's between me and him. You know what I'm saying? And to truly understand how real God is, I encourage y'all to all have a prayer that you just don't tell everybody, that you just humbly tell him and allow him to answer that prayer for you. And I believe your connection and your faith in him will grow more, because you put it out there, people can kind of get a hold to it and, you know, tangle it and twist it to make it look like, you know, God sent them or they did it, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the fuck the reason is. But if you keep it to yourself and allow him to do what you ask him, it really helps you grow, because when you start to see that change, you know it ain't nobody else but him. So he's definitely real, man, and I encourage, like I said, I encourage y'all to pick up that book and read from your heart, and I believe you'll see how real he is as well. And I think that's it about the name and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So the only thing left in introduction after that is to introduce Abram, okay? Because before we get into chapter 12, there's a few things that I just want you to kind of understand and kind of get the concept of before we walk just straight into the story of Abram, okay? Right now, he's the main character that we're going to jump into in chapter 12. So I want to kind of give a little introduction of the main character, because if we just start, boom, chapter 12, all right. The story picks up when the man's 75. And I know. Y'all motherfuckers like, damn, this nigga old as the fuck already, boy. He gonna last, what, maybe a chapter or two, and then they gonna be dead, boy. That nigga's 75. And check this out, bro. He's 75 with no kids. Damn, bro, this nigga 75 and this nigga ain't got no kids, man. Boy, this shit finna be crazy right here. But to be honest, he's 75 when the story starts, but the actual storyline of Abram in a year term, in years term, the story goes for a century, you know what I'm saying? Because he dies when he's 175. So it actually, you know, it's, and I'm gonna do a little playing with the math so we can, you know what I'm saying, kind of keep up with it with today's time frame and with how we was walking in, just a little bit. Just like I say, it's encouragement, and I know part of the reason why it may be tough for people to pick up the Bible is because of the time frame it's in. It's kind of hard to get jiggy with that shit to really understand it in the standpoint of how it can relate to today's standpoint. You know what I'm saying? So, but if I start the years back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Because he lives 175. So, This is just quick shit. So if you got any technical friends just listening and just want to tell that motherfucker to sit his ass down somewhere, you trying to listen to the word of God, shut the fuck up. Alright. For our sense, 175, it may be kind of hard to conceive somebody living, but let's just say somebody living in God, for our terms, live to be 126. Alright? The reason why I say 126, because we're just gonna go off of, I'm from the United States, so you know, our system is set up to where legally you're grown at 21, okay? And we're going to say that he was grown enough to get married at 21. You know what I'm saying? So he got married at 21, but the story gonna pick up 5 years from when he's 21, and he'll be 26. So we'll be able to walk. Sorry about that. we'll be able to walk that 100-year journey with him, and it'll be more tangible to, like, you know what I'm saying, some of the shit that he was going through, you know what I'm saying, when he was going through it. Because sometimes age can throw things off, and I know y'all like, damn. I know another question might be like, damn, man, this nigga live to be like 175. Oh, shit, nigga, I'd be happy to see 75 in a bit. But, like, you gotta understand, like, the storyline picks up at a time where you can pretty much say for Abram and his family, there's absolutely no process for you. You know what I'm saying? Nothing processed. Everything was like, you got to do it. And that's another thing that I want people to understand about Abram when we pick up the story. This nigga is like a self-made entrepreneur. Like, for real, for real. And I believe he knew something about agriculture. He would be like, today frame, I think he would like own his own grocery store, but he would also like grow his own products. Like, all the products of his grocery store would be shit that came from him. You know what I'm saying? He'd have a restaurant. You know, he would have, like, he did transportation because he had a lot of cattle. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different, you know what I'm saying, livestock. So he could sell transportation too. Cause that's how they was driving. We were driving now, they was riding motherfucking camels and horses and shit like that. So he was doing that. And God said, you know, in the book it say he wasn't hurt for silver and gold. So that's like not being hurt for cash or your credit cards like blacked out, you know what I'm saying? So this is when he finna get ready to travel to where he going, cause like he already got like paper like this and a mind frame that's just probably off the chain. I envision Abram being somebody like I love sports, okay? So he like that motherfucker that just beat you in everything, but do it in such a jolly way. Like, he'll play you all day and whoop your ass all day. And won't be like bragging, won't be talking about the shit after he done beat your ass, but he just keep beating your ass. And that's the part that keep fucking with you. Like, he beat you in football, beat you in basketball, beat you in baseball, beat you in fucking ping pong, beat you in motherfucking foosball, beat you in pool, beat you in air hockey, beat you in motherfucking ski ball, dog, beat you in motherfucking I declare war, goldfish, and just winning all of this shit. Checkers, chess, connect four, nigga, Monopoly, Trivia Pursuit, it don't fucking matter. This nigga win everything, dog. It's just like, but jolly about it. Just like, oh man, it's cool, man. You know, you wanna play again? You was really close this time. Like, man, hell no, I don't wanna play your ass no more. You can beat me in every fucking thing. Abram, the fuck, man? I ain't playing you in shit else. Like, he was like, but God, you know, when you in enlightenment, wisdom, and in the spirits of God, man, like, he really does, I believe, enlighten your mind, you know, so to be an entrepreneur, like he was before, when he got ready to dip, and as he was moving, you know, it took a brilliant mind. So I think he was very intelligent, you know what I'm saying? And just want you to understand, I think he was also like a prophet. And for Abram to be a prophet, you feel me? It's kind of like different than later on we see with the children of Israel, you know what I'm saying? Because prophets, when we get into the later stories, like in Moses and beyond, you know, like with Elijah and Jeremiah, you know what I'm saying, and Jonah. When you get into them prophets like that, this is like God mainly using them. They got their prophet name by being somebody who spoke to God's people, you feel me? People who knew of God, people who were taught of God. So it's kind of like to keep them on course. But for Abram, he was a prophet to, like, people who basically, if you weren't in Abram, like, family, like, because Abram, after the flood, you got Shem, okay? You got Shem, and you got Noah, you got Japheth, and you got Ham, okay? Noah had three sons, Japheth, Ham, and Shem, okay? And Shem's line must have been one of the lines, well, the stories that were passed down from Noah to Shem, he stuck on them. He made sure that his children knew who God was and how amazing he was and the things that he did, you know. And I really think he stuck to it, probably more than what his brothers did, you know what I'm saying? Because when we get to Abram and his story, we gotta understand that the world is not heavily populated as it is right now, okay? It's like thousands of years after the flood, which that family that I'm speaking of with Shem, Japheth, and Ham, those brothers, that was when God officially said, I want to repopulate the earth because this shit just getting out of hand. And it started with this family, you know what I'm saying? So the Bible really didn't become, like, scripted until, like, for real, like, Moses' time frame. You know what I'm saying? That's when motherfuckers were sticking to the script kind of shit. You feel me? But before then, it was, like, it was heard word. You know, they say one of the most forms of marketing is word of mouth. Like, even to this day, like, word of mouth is still, like, the heaviest populated form of marketing, you know what I'm saying? And before the Bible, before it was being scripted, like, word of mouth, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when you get into, like, real, recognized real, and, you know, you had to have a motherfucker that you believe what they were saying, because you had to have somebody who, I ain't gonna lie to you on this type shit, you know what I'm saying? Because you didn't have no book, no black and white, that they were just gonna tell you that this was this or that was that. You feel me? So Abram come from that line of Shem. You feel me? He come from those forefathers of Shem. You did. And God really fucked with Abram. He was, like I said, I felt like he was a prophet. He was somebody who retained the teachings that were given to him. And he was, you ever just met somebody who just a cool motherfucker, man? Just like, and you know, cool motherfucker coming out of safe society, you feel me? Like, some of y'all niggas out there in the street, they probably a cool motherfucker that got y'all in that hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, if some of y'all fuck with the industry, it's probably a cool motherfucker that got y'all in that hole. You know what I'm saying? Like, some cool motherfuckers everywhere, cuz, you know, but when you got a cool person in God, man, it's just, it's different, man. It's for real. You want to hang around that nigga. You want to fuck with that nigga, cuz you don't know what, even if you don't believe in his God for your life, but hey, his God for his life is doing something for him, cuz, and I fuck with him, you know, cuz he's a good person. Abram was like that, and he could tell people about God in a sense that didn't offend them, and they could take it in and kind of believe. Because when the story picks up in chapter 12, remember I told you Abram didn't have any kids, but he gonna have, I'm just giving a rough estimate, it may be more, it may be less, but I'm gonna say about a good 1,000 people with him. And none of them was his kinfolk. These are all, like, employees, basically. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why, I give you some details of why I came up with the 1,000. You know how I came up with it. In round chapter 14, I believe, we're going to get into some gangster shit with Abram. And we find out that he has at least 318 soldiers. You know what I'm saying? That he armed and gets strapped up ready for this war that go on in chapter 14. So, that were born in his house, okay? 318 soldiers that were born in his household, which means that their mother and their father had to still be in their household. Now, we're talking about terms in that time frame. In that time frame, when you was with your woman, you was with your woman. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, I got to give a shout out to Abram, too, because I think Abram was also a one-woman man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Sarah. I think she was a bad one, bro. She was a bad bitch. Ooh, sexy. But let me finish out. I'm going to get back to Sarah. But let me finish, you know what I'm saying, what I was talking about with the soldiers. I think I came up with the 1,000, okay? If it's 318, and all of them were born in that house, meaning that all of them have a mother and father that also in that, you know what I'm saying, probably the employees, you know what I'm saying, which means that you double that number up. And if you double that number up, I'm just going rough for the estimate, I think it's like 636, something like that. You know what I'm saying? So you add that, you know, 600 with 300, you get about 900, and then you get a few more folk to make 1,000. You did. So he got 1,000 people that fuck with him hard, cuz, like, imagine having a boss that you work for, that you didn't work for, and he didn't pretty much watch you have kids, and kids, you know what I'm saying, cool with his ass and shit like that. Like, you, but you've been working for that nigga for that long, you know what I'm saying? You can't work for nobody that long and they ain't be a good boss, cuz, like, for real, man. Like, so Avery, he was an entrepreneur, you know, he was an unsung prophet. And he was an underground king, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, God made a promise to him. And part of that promise, he made some promises, for real, for real. But a part of that promise he made, you know what I'm saying, was he was going to make a great nation of him. You know, even back then, you know what I'm saying, the head of a nation was considered the king, you know what I'm saying? So, and being that these are his seeds, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He an underground king, man. Before he even got any kids, he was an underground king, because God wasn't going to let people fuck with Abram, because, like, we're going to get into it in chapter 12. Like, it's all a part of the promise, bro, that he gave to him in chapter 12. But, underground king, unsung prophet, an entrepreneur, one woman man, you know what I'm saying? Abram, as far as the story is being told to me, you know, they had one wife, you know, at a time. If you did, you know, he ended up having a wife after, you know, Sarai passed away, but it wasn't for as long as him and Sarai were on board, you know what I'm saying? And when he was with her, he was with her, you know, and that's something I truly respect, you know. Something that I feel like a lot of people feel like is unheard of, or, you know, impossible to do. Even monogamous, you know, committed to one woman. But Abram did it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Abram, man, shout out to Sarah, because it takes two. She had a stick in there just as much as he stick in there, you know what I'm saying? And she did, you know. And there was some time for her, she had to do some shit, cause, you know, Sarah was bad, man. She had to be, bro. Kings ain't trying to wife no butterhead, cause they ain't trying to wife no, you know what I'm saying? She ugly as fuck, but she got good ass head. They ain't, no king ain't trying to do that, dog. They can be the concubine. But you are not finna be a fucking queen, cuz you are not finna be in my house like that. Hell no. There's too many bad bitches out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. And there's two kings when we get into the story of Abram, man. They pretty much want Abram white. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. pretty much want to wife her, like, yeah, get to the stage of wifing her. So she had to be bad. Everyone was 75 on the store pickup. And Siri, I was a year behind. She was 74. So I know y'all niggas looking like, man, how these old ass motherfuckers. But, like I said, who's to say how youthful we would look or be if we took a lot of the processed shit out of what we ate? You know what I'm saying? If we really just grew our shit, you know what I'm saying? Grew our shit from the ground, from the livestock, just grew it and ate what we made. How much longer would we live? You know, people say they go, I hear people say they do all the time, you know what I'm saying? After they take a lot of the processed stuff out of there, how much better they feel, how much better they look, and how much energy they have. So at this time frame when the Bible pick up, I really do believe, and like I say, it wasn't as many people. It wasn't overcrowded, like, for real. Like now, every land, every area pretty much got people there. It's populated and it got a name. Like around this time with Abram, it's still like a lot of land that has to be repopulated. Cause like I say, even though it's thousands of years when we pick up the story with Abram after the flood, we talking about populating the whole fucking world here now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna take a minute. So it did, like, and at that time frame, family was important because how you teach your kids, you know, and what your kids are being taught was something that was understood and vital on what would shape them in future years to come. So you just can't have no any type of wife, you know what I'm saying? Kind of kept the family oriented, you feel me? And it was more so on the spiritual sense than just like the, you know, because we're populated more. We have more people spiritually who are in tune with what we're in tune with, to where we don't have to like marry our sister. You know what I'm saying? But back then it wasn't heavily populated in the same manner. I mean, y'all still probably, some of y'all still gonna probably find that nasty and all that shit, but I'm telling you the story, cause I'm telling you how the story get down. You know what I'm saying? But I can see, you know, it being not populated and not having many people who believe the same thing that you believe, you really won't. Yeah, especially as, you know, it was, okay, Sarai is Abram's, like, half-sister, okay? And, you know, Pops knew about this, and Pops understood, and Pops probably, you know, endorsed it, you know? All right, let's get a little background, more background. Abram, family tree, family. Abram is one of three brothers, and each of the brothers are unique in their own way, okay? And the story I'm telling you, it's in chapter 11. It's like halfway toward the end of chapter 11. But like I said, it's just introduction. I'm really starting off officially with chapter 12, but I'm just giving you background. You know, if you want to check that shit, it's in chapter 11. Kind of like toward the end of chapter 11. Because beginning talking about the Babel and shit like that. But his dad's name is Terah. Okay? He has one son, and his name is Nahor. I say his name Nahor Jr. They don't say that in the Bible, but the reason why I say his name Nahor Jr. and what makes him unique is that Terah's daddy was named Nahor, the exact same way he's spelling and everything. So I feel like he had a son that was Nahor Jr., you know what I'm saying? So he was unique in that manner, you know what I'm saying? And he had a son named Haran, okay? Haran had kind of like a double uniqueness, like a you know, a gift and a curse type thing, you know, good and bad. You know, Haran, when you are get in chapter 11 and get to the linkage of Shem, you know what I'm saying, being, you know, Abram being a descendant of Shem, and then telling you the family tree, you know what I'm saying, like everybody else, all of the fathers were passing away before the sons, but in Haran's case, he passed away before his dad did, you know what I'm saying. Now, Terah had three sons, and he had them in the Ur Chaldees, you feel me? They were from Ur, which they say is in the Chaldees, you feel me? That's where their family started at. And I believe, this is not, you know, you're not going to find this part in the Bible, but I think it's really, really weird for a father to move away from his hometown, you know? Especially after his son passed away, if it wasn't on no bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I just thought, you know, because if you look up Haran, you know what I'm saying? Like, look up all the names, the son names of them, because it just, you know, interests me. Like, Terah named me Wanderer, which is, you know, going to be coincidental when we talk more about him. Nahor means snorter, and that could go several ways, you know what I'm saying? Maybe snorting in sleep, you know, maybe he was snorting other things, I don't know. Because, check, Haran, and I don't understand, like, they were way more heavier than they names having meaning and shit like that, because, like, Haran means, like, extremely, you know, dried up from heat, you know, it's from extreme heat, you know what I'm saying, scorched up, like, just like basically a plant that dry up, you know, from the heat before its time and just end up withering and dying. And it's weird that his name is, you know what I'm saying, that, you feel me, and he kind of dies before everybody, you feel me. But to me, because after that, Pops was talking about going to Canaan. He was talking about moving to Canaan. He was initially talking about moving to Canaan first. But Pops ended up, you know what I'm saying, moving to a spot in between Ur of the Chaldees and Canaan. And he made it his own. And he dedicated it to his son. He called that city Haran. He made it a city, and he called it Haran after his son that passed away. So, you know, that son will be forever remembered, you know what I'm saying, with Pops or whatnot, because the name said after him. And Ron had a few daughters and sons before he died, because I think Nahor took one of his daughters to be his wife, and Abram took one of Pop's daughters to be his wife. Wanted to rise, you feel me? And that's where the story pick up, you know, Pop, like, in the city of Ron, you know. And Abram, his name actually, as Abram, means exalted father, you know what I'm saying, which changes heavily when God get to talking to him, man. He give him an AKA and change his name, basically, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, did that cover everything that I want you to know as far as, like, okay, yeah. Haran had a son. Now, I say he had some daughters. One of his daughters he gave, you know, Nahor took his wife. So, I figure Haran was older than Nahor, you know what I'm saying? Now that's why Nahor was the junior, because he was the baby boy and shit. You know, I think Abram was the oldest though. He mean exalted father. Like, that's just like with everybody else's name, to have a name that before God changed his name to be exalted father, I thought, like, hey, damn, you really think highly of this son. So that might have been the first son. And the way that he moved, I really think he looked up to Pops, you know what I'm saying? Oh, it's a little twist before I get to chapter 12 that I want to kind of put in with Abram's story as well. It's just something that I put on my heart, and based upon when God link up with Abram in chapter 12, I'm gonna let you kind of decide whether it may be along those lines. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? Pop was 70 when he had Abram, or when he started having kids. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, forgot. Yeah, Haran had a son named Lot. Lot had a wife and two daughters. When the storyline picks up, reason why I wanted to mention Lot is because when Abram starts his journey in chapter 12, you know, I know, could wait for chapter 12 to let you know, but chapter 12 is going to be a lot covered in chapter 12, so, but there's a journey that's going to happen in chapter 12, okay, and Lot is want to go with him, you feel me? So Abram must have winged Lot, you know what I'm saying, and taught him some shit, and really just looked up, you know what I'm saying, looked after him, you feel me? Like he was, you know what I'm saying, Haran, you feel me? Some of that Haran love that he couldn't give him because he passed away, he gave more to Lot, to the point to where they had a connection that when Abram was ready to dip out, Lot was ready to dip with him, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, like I say, Pops, Abram looked up to Pops, I believe, because Pops moved a little bit different than his fathers and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, after Shem, like, the children, Shem had his kids when he was like 100, but that's when he had got off the boat when he was like 100 years old, you know, and he lived for like 500-something, so he lived for a long time, I want to say, he did, but the kids after him, they started having kids like at 29, like 32, I want to say. One had it at 30. Like, they were starting at that age having kids. But the uniqueness about Terah, you know what I'm saying? He didn't start having kids till he was 70. You know what I'm saying? And I think the reason why I believe Abram was the oldest and he really looked up to Pops is because I don't think Abram really started trying to have kids until he was 70. You know what I'm saying? And I believe when the story picks up in chapter 12. Now, this is just something for me. Now, this is not something, like I say, you can read it, and you might be able to see, like, the angle I'm coming from with it. I believe that when it picks up in chapter 12, he's been trying for 5 years to have a kid. You know what I'm saying? Because it picks up when he's 75. And if he started trying to have kids when Pops had kids at 75, you kind of wonder, you know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute, man, you know? Like, is everything okay? Me and God good? Because, you know, if you ain't able to have kids, you know, you kind of feel like Job kind of did, you know what I'm saying? When feel like something wrong with me. You know, I know it ain't nothing wrong with God. There's something wrong with me. I'm wrong with my connection with God because, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, you know. Unsung prophet. I'm an underground king, but I ain't got no prince. I ain't no princess. You know what I'm saying? I ain't no kid. You did? That's me and the queen on the throne. Get a little lonely. You feel me? So I believe it picks up there, and the reason why I say it's like that is because of the way God talks to him when he appears to him in chapter 12. Alright, did I cover everything? But I said Terah was a wanderer, and it's coincidental that he wandered to a place that he called his own and dedicated it to his son. I just thought I put that in. I don't think I mentioned that part, but I did think I mentioned that, you know. It was a coincidence that his name was Wanderer. Wanderer. Yeah. I think I did, you know. Got a few little minor characters like Hagar, you know. That's Sarah handmade. She gonna play a role in here. You know what I'm saying? Talked about life. He play a role. Talked about the 318 soldiers, they play a role, you know what I'm saying? Innocent Messenger is gonna play a role. You know what I'm saying? I forgot his name. But when we get to that part, I'm gonna let you know that, yeah, because he played a role too. You feel me? So, yeah. As an introduction, man, like, after that, should be official. We get into it, chapter 12. We just jump straight into it. I just said a little prayer before I jump into it, but I'm gonna say a little prayer and jump into it. But for right now, man, hope y'all enjoyed this, man. Hope y'all ready, man. We're gonna jump into it like that now. Chill.